It's Monday here on Day by Day, which means it's Hack Day, where we're talking about tips and tricks for your personal quiet time. And we've got Landon Davis here with us, who's talking with us about scripture memory. Last week, we talked about the importance of scripture memory. And so, Landon, scripture memory is kind of like Bible reading, where you need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy. It's not just that you open up the Bible and say, I'm going to memorize this verse right here. Although that's how some people do their Bible reading yeah. plan. And so talk to us just for a minute, your own personal strategy for finding the verses that you want to memorize.
Okay, so I have two main ways I find verses. One of them is when I'm doing my daily quiet time, my reading, a verse may stand out and I can say, okay, I need that right now. It applies to my life because of whatever reason. So if I find a verse, I record it in a journal, and I just have a list of verses that I'm going to have to memorize.
Okay, so let me stop right there. So when you're doing your daily reading, mm-hmm. you see something goes, oh, man, that hits home. Mm-hmm. And then you write it on a piece of paper. Do you write out the verse, or do you just write out the reference?
Write the reference.
Okay, so you just write out the reference.
So that's one way in my reading it comes up, and I say, okay, I want that.
Yeah.
Another way I get scripture is through reading other books that are about the Bible. So there's always, like, they use verses to make arguments. So I'll take one of those verses and be like, okay, yeah, that's a good verse to have memorized. And I'll do the same thing. I'll record it down and memorize it later.
Okay. So you've got a list of verses mm-hmm. that you have written out, and so you get them from your daily Bible reading or from reading outside sources. What do you do next with that list of verses?
So I'll go through the list, and I'll have some of them checked off. So if I have them checked off, I've already moved them to note cards.
Okay.
So if I'm going to get to the next one, I'll take that verse, I'll go look at the scripture, I'll write it down on a note card, and then I'll check it off, and I'll add that note card to my list of things that I either have or want to memorize.
Okay. So there's your tip or trick for today in your personal quiet time. Where do you get these verses that you're supposed to memorize? Well, one of the things that Landon does is if something stands out to him in his daily Bible reading that encapsulates the context or helps him in his daily life, he's just going to write it down on it. So that's your first step if you want to follow this pattern, is just to write that verse down on another piece of paper that is there with your quiet time stuff. That's the first step, and we all know that that's what helps us get going in this direction, is that first step. So try that out this week, is to be on the lookout and then just write down the reference in a place where you know you can get to it whenever you need it. Until next time on Day by Day Hacks.